Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Bonte.
I call myself Tater Mac. Tater Mac. Like Tay, Tater Mac, and it was a terrible nickname.
Stiney.
Yeah! I need you to man up and say what you really want to say. Say it!
And Guru.
And the G in BS&G stands for Guru.
On 95.7, The Game.
Well, welcome to BS&G from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Look who's
and
back.
I think this is like our ninth show together, and we've already had five different opens.
Is that new? No, I haven't. I don't check those out as much as I should.
I think Guru checked it out.
I had nothing to do with it. And Union City's not in it, so?
Sounds like we're going to have a different open tomorrow.
I worked last week while you guys were off. What's up? Good to see you both.
Good to see you.
Shout out to John Dickinson.
I worked with you guys for 2 days, and thanks to JD for filling in. Steinmetz, what did you take, the last 2 days off of last week? And Steinmetz.
Yeah. Looks well rested.
He looks well rested, and I heard he had a great tournament up in Reno. Had a great time in Reno.
Great time in Reno, not necessarily a great tournament.
They didn't win, him or Dibs.
No. We finish ahead of Dibley. It's got to feel good about that, right?
And not really. We're teammates. I always root for my teammates.
All right. Well, Steinmetz had an okay tournament, I guess. And Guru, we were texting over the weekend, talking baseball. We're going to do everything today. We're going to talk some 49ers and John Lynch. We'll get into that. How hot is his seat? We'll do that a little bit later in the show. And also some interesting quotes from Stephen Curry over the weekend as he was shooting. He was playing golf up in Tahoe at the Celebrity Classic. We'll get into that in about the 11 o'clock hour. Robbie Thompson's going to join us at 10:30.
Uh-oh.
Former Giants second baseman, two-time All-Star, Gold Glove winner. We'll get his thoughts on the Giants and today's game, the home runs and everything that Guru went crazy over last week. We'll get his thoughts on that at 10:30. And plus, Alex Boone, former 49ers offensive lineman, he'll chime in. He'll check in with us at 1 o'clock because Brian Baldinger on the morning show with Joe Lowe and Dib said something very interesting about the 49ers, and I'm with him here. I'm with him, but we'll play that a little bit later. We got to start with the Giants, though, because we've been talking about them and, you know, whether or not they're buyers or sellers. Where are they at right now? Well, they're four games out of the second wild card spot in the National League. They won the series in Milwaukee, won 2 out of 3, threw up a 6th spot yesterday in the 7th inning. Probably should have swept the Brewers. Now all of a sudden I'm thinking, Steiny, maybe I'm with Guru here for a little bit. Maybe I do believe again. Maybe I do believe that if the Giants are 1 or 2 games out come the week of the deadline, maybe they should be sellers. Or maybe I'm just drunk again, Steiny.
Well, I don't think you're drunk, but you're young. And so is and Guru's not quite as young, but he's overly enthusiastic about things he shouldn't be. But that's who Guru is, and that's why we love him. We really do love him. I was doing some numbers before the show today. Giants right now on a pace to win 75 games. 75 games. That's 2 more than last year when they stunk, right? They stunk last year. Okay, so they're basically the same team as last year. But this year, apparently, you're a playoff team. Why? I guess because there's a few other teams that aren't quite as good. So, listen, you want to play that game? You want to go buy? Go buy. But I'll tell you right now, if Farhan Zaidi falls into a trap and thinking this team is good, there's no way. There's just no way. He's too smart for that. You don't change your strategy because you go 7-3 over 10 games. I mean, look, yeah, you can. Yeah, the math works, Goo. I'm going to take that argument away from you right now. This team's no better than they were last year.
But I'll tell you what, if you tune into the Orange and Black right now, you're seeing a different team than you saw at the beginning of the season. Bonte, they're hitting home runs left and right, something that ailed them all season long. And then I'm going to throw this other caveat out there. The Giants offense is better on the road. That will be a problem, but right now, of the next 20, I believe, 16 are on the road, something to that. That's going to help their cause. They got a game today in Colorado, that bandbox. Let's go. And, Steiny, I'm with you when you talk about the number. We've seen NFL 7-9 get in. There's no apologies.
You're not going to get in under 500.
Well, and I'm with you there. Okay. And I'm thinking they're going to get hot. They were one inning away from sweeping the Brewers, but forget
and
that.
And they were one inning away from losing the series 2 of 3.
It's still 4.5, Matt Steinmetz. Yeah. It could be 3.5 by the time I see you tomorrow, 2.5 the day after, but you focus on the task at hand. Problem is, what do you need? And if you look at this new
I'll tell
baseball,
you what they need.
Everybody's
Everything.
In it. Everybody. That's why you said
so,
that for me.
So, Bonte, I'm looking at the Giants starters. Bumgarner, ERA, 3.86. Samardzija, 4. Pomerantz, 6.42. Anderson, 4.48. Rodriguez, 5.27. Beattie, 5.44. This team's going nowhere, guys.
But give me the film
on. They're going nowhere.
Beattie looked good yesterday. Beattie looked good yesterday. Derek Holland has been a lot better in his last 7, and lefties are only hitting 150 off of Holland this season. So
let's go for it.
I'm not saying go for it. By the way, Evan Longoria on a 10-day DL.
What?
That left foot soreness. He is on a 10-day DL, and he was swinging a hot stick lately. He's been hot.
Interesting. A veteran getting hurt.
Age.
That's a surprise. Wow.
That does bother me.
You don't
me.
Really expect
hot.
That to happen, do you?
Look at you. But, Steiny, you could go, if you look at the Phillies, they got their own pitching problems, and right now they qualified for the second wild card.
I don't care about the Phillies. Who else? Name the other teams. Go ahead, read down the list.
The Nationals, yes. the Cardinals, the Diamondbacks.
Who else?
My point is.
Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado's there.
Everybody's in it or thinks they're in it. What are you going to go get and get from who is the question, Bonte. Everybody thinks they're in it, so I don't believe
who's
there's going to be a market.
Who's everybody?
The whole National League, Steiny, except
the
Mets.
I don't think the Giants
Marlins.
Are in it.
But you don't think the Giants are in it, so that's
You're
no
right.
shocker.
I don't think the Giants are
but
in it. They're not in it.
The reality is they're in it.
They're not. Get to 500 and we can talk about them.
But, Matt, that's
Seriously,
not how
get,
the playoffs
yes,
work.
Yes, it is. Is somebody going to get in under 500?
Can you get in not being 500,
no.
yes or no?
No, you can't. Not in baseball.
Oh, I didn't know there was a rule.
Unless you're gonna have the okay, you're gonna have the 3 top division winners better go 130-32. I guarantee you the 2 wild cards will be over 500.
Yeah,
there's no
doubt,
chance
no.
they
I'm
won't
with you.
Be.
My whole point is, I don't know where you can go if the Giants and Farhan said, you know what, we want to buy because Bonte, every damn team except a couple think they're in it, and I don't know if they're gonna act like they're in it or say, you know what,
you
this is fool's gold.
Know. That Zaidi thinks they're in it. You have no idea whether he thinks they're in it or not. And I guarantee you, if this is the guy they hired, and it's the guy they wanted to rebuild, it's just like when David Griffin went to New Orleans. He was there to make one trade for Anthony Davis. He had to make a great trade so they were viable moving forward. Zaidi came here to rebuild the farm system, period. You going to change that because they're... What, 9 out of their last 13?
What?
Go ahead and change it.
Steiny, but
that's gonna,
what if
that's gonna, that, then it's a another bait and switch.
Look, this
it's another
fan
bait
base,
and switch by the Giants.
This fan base is not used to selling. This fan base is used to buying, and that was the philosophy under Brian Sabian. If you were in the race, if you were in contention, he would make a move. Now, all the moves didn't make out under Brian Sabian. They didn't work out. Not all of them, but he at least went for it. That's the one thing Zaidi's going to have to deal with in this market with this fan base. If they're 1 or 2 out by the
Are
deadline.
Are you in the Giants fan base? Are you part of the Giants fan base?
I would say so, yes.
Okay, you don't believe that.
So,
I can't stand when people do that.
No.
Oh, the Giants fan base, they are going to be devastated if all of a sudden. You're part of it. You wouldn't be.
I wouldn't be, but
okay.
I'm one of
So what's
many.
The difference?
I'm one of many. There's a lot of lunatics out there. There's a lot of crazy fans. There's a lot of fans that are going to say, we want a winner. We haven't seen a winner since 2016. This fan base is spoiled with winning. This region is spoiled with winning. So if they're 1 or 2 back, the week of the deadline, it's going to be very intriguing to see what Farhan does. Does he sell everything? Do you sell? Because
I have faith. I have faith. I have faith that he won't be panning for fool's gold.
I mean, really
but
do.
What would that change, though, Steiny? Like, if they back into the
They're
second wild card,
going to back
what are they
is
losing?
That, is, okay, is
That's
that really what you want to
you.
Do? You want to back into the second wild card? It's not. First of all, you're not going to back in. Okay, that's not going to happen. The second wild card's going to have to get hot at some point.
The Giants are hot, 9-13.
The Giants will, right, and we're halfway through the season.
So should Saidi tell the team, don't give it your all before the game?
Why do you get one thing mixed up with the other? You can give it your all and not trade.
Your message is, it makes no sense.
Yes, it
Go
does.
Go out, win the game.
Okay, win the game. That's great.
It's not the win NFL. The You're acting like they're messing up their draft pick
I'm
or
not
something.
Saying lose the game, Chief.
What are you
I'm
saying?
I'm saying sell, because you're not very good.
Okay, Matt, sell what?
Sell Bumgarner. Sell the relief pitchers.
All right.
Will Smith. Dyson. If you can get rid of Longoria, I'd get rid of Longoria.
The guy that's on the IL.
IL, not DL. Yeah. What do you tell Bruce Bochy real quick before we hit the break?
Thanks
what do
you for tell your Bruce service.
Bochy in his last season.
See you later.
Hey, Bruce, you're one or two games out of the wild card.
That's cold, man.
We're going to start selling to everybody. How do you tell Bruce Bochy that this last season managed you the club?
He should. I mean, he didn't. He knew this was going to happen. This team is exactly where we thought it would be. So why is everybody optimistic?
All right, we're going to talk about that. We're into the second half of Bruce Bochy's final season as manager of the San Francisco Giants. Will that have any impact on how Farhan Zaidi operates before the trading deadline? And should it? 888-957-9570. If you want to chime in on the Chilton Auto Body text line, please do so. Robbie Thompson at 10:30. But first, let's go to Nice Guy Steven with the latest on what's happening on 95.7 The Game. Nice Guy! Good morning, man. How you doing?
Good morning, Bonte. I'm doing well. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Ticket Crushers. The Giants get the series win over the weekend as they travel to Colorado for a four-game stint against the Rockies. Jeff Samardzija gets the start, but former Giants All-Star Robbie Thompson will join the show in just over 15 minutes at 10:30. And this just in, a little breaking news. Third baseman Evan Longoria is placed on the 10-day injured list with plantar fasciitis. Ray Black's been added back to the roster. On the NFL news, the 49ers and kicker Robbie Gould have officially agreed to a contract worth for 2 years worth $10.5 million fully guaranteed. And training camp is less than 2 weeks away. And this football season, 95.7 The Game is bringing you the biggest names, including Hall of Famers Jerry Rice, Terrell Owens, Michael Irvin, former 49ers head coach Steve Mariucci, NFL Network's Brian Baldinger, and more. You'll hear from all of our NFL insiders this week on 95.7 The Game. Coming up, more shenanigans from Bonte, Steiny, and Guru. I'm Stephen Langford on the Bay Area's number one sports station. That's 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
BSNG right here from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Robbie Thompson's going to join us in about 11 minutes here on 95.7 The Game via the Dial Pack guest line. We'll talk to the former Giants second baseman, the two-time All-Star, about this current club. And the Giants right now getting hot. They've won 8 of their last 10. They're pitching well. They're hitting well. Although Evan Longoria going down the injured list. Plantar fasciitis, Guru. That's not good for the third baseman who is starting to come around here for the club. But Steinmetz, we're in disagreement here. And just, it's, we can put it out there. Everybody on the Chilton Auto Body text line, 95795, they're chiming in. They think Guru and I are delusional, Steinmetz. Some of these guys are with you. Some of the folks from the 510. Some of the folks from the 510 think that Steinmetz, you got to believe. Why are you playing devil's advocate? Well, let's look at the Giants before the deadline. They have four in Colorado, which starts today. Four at home against the New York Mets. Three at home against the Cubs. Then they go back out on the road. They play three in San Diego, a team they just swept before the break. And then they play three in Philly right when the deadline hits. So what if the Giants are one or two games out of the NL wildcard spot? 888-957-9570. What do you do if you're Farhan Zaidi? One or two games back in the NL wildcard, you're at the deadline. Do you continue to sell? Do you try to sell? Or do you buy? Or do you stand pat? Steinmetz, you believe that you should still sell and replenish the farm system.
What was the strategy before the season?
Replenish the farm system.
I want to still replenish the farm system. I've seen nothing this year that leads me to believe something special is going to happen. Here's the other thing. I'm not saying don't play hard. I'm not saying go win the game. I'm not saying don't win the game. You can look what the Los Angeles Clippers did. Everybody thought they were tearing them down. They had a good season. So
that was great. That's a great example.
If a San Francisco Giant veteran is going to lose his motivation because they sell or because they trade one of their relievers, please.
And Steiny, I'm with you in this sense, Bonte. I'm not saying don't move Mad Bum. I know when I watch him pitch, And he had an okay outing in Milwaukee. They didn't get to him. I believe he left the game. They were up 2-1.
Right.
But my point is, the train doesn't stop moving if you were to trade him and get something back in return. That's just how I feel. So I'm not over here thinking Mad Bum is Mad Bum from 5 years ago. So, Steiny, I'm still with you. Replenish. Get what you can. But there's not a player on this team that I'm telling you don't trade because you're in it. They're all, at this point, what I deem marginal. And like the Clippers, that's a great example. You still could continue to go out and execute and try to see if you can win as many games
as possible. So you don't
want to
buy. You don't want to buy.
There's nothing. There's nobody you can buy.
Okay,
I'm looking at the standings.
So what's the difference between what you're suggesting and what I'm suggesting? You just said you'll trade any. You know, I'm not saying you can't trade anybody. So you just said the opposite. Before the break.
No, all I'm fighting you on
so
is
you
they're
want?
Still in it.
Okay, great. You say they're in it, I don't.
Yeah, and there's nothing. And if you said,
we could end it there,
Farhan
then.
If Farhan said he wants to buy, I'm telling the people, look around.
He's not going to do that.
There's only a couple.
He's not
you don't
do
know,
that.
Steiny.
Yes, I do know that.
How do you got
because
his number?
He was brought here for a reason. He was brought here to build a farm system.
And if there's a chance that they can back in the playoffs, you think
no.
That's not on the itinerary?
No, they're not even close to talking about the playoffs right now. There's three teams worse than them in the National League. Get to 500, and then we'll talk. I'm dead serious.
But what about the report
Belchi.
That came out this week from the Giant Clubhouse that feels like the gang,
they
the
feel,
fellas feel like they can,
so
they can qualify.
So what, Guru? Who cares? They should feel that way. Who's ever in last place in the National League should feel that way. That's what you're paid to do. But you're not paid to be beholden to players. You're paid to be beholden to winning. I don't care. Great. Good. Buster Posey thinks they can go to the playoffs. Well, no kidding.
Okay, I'll tell you
Buster
what,
Buster Posey.
You may be right because we don't know what Farhan's thinking, but I'll tell you this much, and you could take this to the bank, fellas. There's no way in hell he would come out and say just what you said, like he could give a damn about this season and
well, so why
and
would
what
you
happens.
Why would you take what he say as gold?
No, I'm not. You're just putting words in his mouth like you know, for
no,
instance.
You just said the gang said they can compete.
Right.
The gang.
Yeah.
I take
that's
the veterans.
It's called
okay,
morale.
Suppose
that
he's
means
in there.
Something. Yeah, no doubt.
Okay. Well,
what about this, fellas? What about Bruce Bochy? It's his last season managing a club. And if he's in it, and he's saying, well, look, I've gone to the playoffs with teams that were flawed. I was never a favorite going into the playoffs in 2010, 2012, or 2014. What did it tell Bruce Bochy, who's going to the Hall of Fame, who's been a great manager for the Giants? What do you tell him if you're one or two out? At the deadline, and you walk into his office and say, hey, Boats, hey, Bruce, I'm going to trade your ace. I'm going to trade your three best relievers.
You don't
but
have
I still
to tell
you-
him anything. He knows already. He knew coming into this year. Bruce Bochy's not an infant. He's not a win one for the Gipper. Give him the guys you want to go with. Trade for the guys you want to trade for if they're young. Oh, so, wait, Bruce Bochy is a because Bruce Bochy's a Hall of Fame manager, you're going to hold on to a veteran player if a deal comes up that would yield you two young guys you like? Just answer me the question.
I'm going for the playoff.
Okay. That's so you're going to keep Evan Longoria instead of getting two young prospects just because they're 4.5 out of a wild card, even though they're the 11th best team, maybe 12th best team in the National League.
They're better on the road. They're 500 on the road. They've hit 26 more homers on the
Got
road.
A doubleheader today on the road.
Doubleheader today in Coors Field, which has been a house of horrors for the Giants in recent memory. That place is a band box. And you talked about the ERAs of the pitching staff, where all bullets are going to be flying in Colorado because there's going to be a lot of runs scored in that series. We'll see where they're at after the series. But I was stunned. They beat the Brewers, who are struggling a bit. They're scuffling with their pitching staff. But to go there the way they did and win, damn near win every game in that series, it's tough for me to look at Bruce Bochy knowing that if they're in the race, if it's a big if, a lot can change 2 weeks from now. You look at the schedule here. Mets are coming to town. Cubs are coming to town. They're going down to San Diego, who's still fighting for their
Philly's
lives.
Having their
they're
own
going
problems.
To Philadelphia. They're trying to fight for the NL East division. A lot could change, and we may not be having this conversation in 2 weeks. But if they are one or two back in this wild card, or three, I'll even say three games, how do you sell it to the fan base, and how do you sell it to Bruce Bochy to, hey, we're going to stick to the game plan here. We're going to sell.
See, this is what bothers me. You are the fan base.
I'm just one of many.
Right, but you're saying you want to build the farm system, but you're saying the fan base doesn't know how to do that, or they don't want to sell. Like, which is it? The Giants fans are a monolith, and this is kind of always what bothered me. There's going to be just as many legitimate Giant fans out there that don't want to see this team keep their veteran players, not make the playoffs, and then be in the same situation they are at the end of the year.
See, I think this fan base, knowing this fan base, and I'm one where I know they need to rebuild the farm system. You cannot sell the Joey Barts of the world, the Ramoses of the world. You got to replenish that farm system and get some homegrown talent, especially offensively. However, knowing this fan base, and under Brian Sabian, this dates back to the early 90s.
We don't rebuild around here.
It doesn't happen. I've seen them trade for guys like Ryan Garko to try to make a difference. Right. Shea Hillenbrand.
You brought Zaidi in here to do the opposite of that. Brian Sabian, yes, he bought. Most of the teams the Giants had were better than this team right now. No Zaidi was not brought in here for that. And nothing that's happened, I think, should change anybody's mind. There's 11 teams in the National League better than
four
them.
And a half. I hear Steiny.
You can keep saying 4.5.
Let's just say I went Bonte Hill, Daryl Hill, and I went up to Farhan and asked, hey, will the standings dictate, you know, if you're going to be buyer or seller at the deadline? And that's a simple question. But, Steiny, I'm wondering, do you think he would just kind of give you the salesman answer to where you couldn't, you know, take it to the bank? Or would he answer, would you be shocked or disappointed? Because it sounds like you might be if you heard him say, if we're close, we're going to go for it and we're hanging on to our pieces. And I'm turning down all calls from guys that might want Will Smith or Matt Bum.
I don't think that's what he would do. I just don't think that's what he would do. Again, I'm repeating myself. He was brought in here to rebuild this franchise. You're going to let 8 of 10 change that strategy. And that's essentially what you guys are doing. You guys are essentially changing an entire strategy for 2 weeks of good baseball. Because if they're 8 games out now, well, maybe you still would say the math would work. But
no, you're selling.
Whatever.
The math is there. But in 2 weeks, again, if they're still in it, how do you tell Bruce Bochy? How do you tell Buster Posey? But how do you tell Mad Bum? Guys who have been there, who have been in the race, who won championships.
What's the move? Tell
me the move. It's just like Steph Curry. We're going to talk about him later. And, you know, the Warriors' win total is 47.5.
This is what the Giants have been doing for 3 years.
I know.
What do we do with Bochy and Posey and I mean, it's like, okay, go for it again, guys.
What about
don't
this
make
time
any moves? In fact, try to get a veteran in here. They
what
need
about
a veteran
this
presence.
Bruce Bochy's job in his last season of managing the Giants was to get this team to postseason. No matter what that looked like and how it looked, what if he goes to Farhan and say, how are you going to prevent me from doing my job, which is trying to get this team qualified for postseason when we're right there? And well, I guess what Bonte's saying, not to speak for you, you ripped the rug right out from underneath me, boss. How could you do that? Don't you owe me that?
Bruce, no. No, you don't owe Bruce Bochy that. Bruce Bochy knew what he was getting into at the start of this season. It's a rebuild, period. And as I said, nothing has happened yet that should change those plans. They're on pace to win 75 games. They're in 11th place in the National League. Just got to be realistic.
Looking at the standings, though, could this be a year where a team does get into the playoffs in a wild card at 500 or two over 500? There was a year the Cardinals won a World Series. I believe it was 06, where they were 83-79. Now, granted, it's 4 games over 500, but you get the point. They were barely over 500. This may be a year in the National League where a team squeaks into the playoffs 3 over, 4 over. Can the Giants get there? I mean, the way they're playing, it looks like they can. Now, I got to look at the rest of the schedule. August will come. The dog days will be there. You have a Bay Bridge series. Of course, the Dodgers on the schedule. The next 17 are really tough, in my opinion. The Mets are going to come here trying to swing a hot stick. Pete Alonso. You have 3 against the Cubs who are fighting for the NL Central. And then this 4 in Colorado. This 4 in Colorado will be, it'll dictate a lot, in my opinion. Because the season could be over after this 4-game set.
No doubt. And
It could be over. It could be over after this four-game set. It could. Okay,
exactly.
I keep saying
exactly. But you guys want to...
I'm just saying.
You just said they're four games from it being over. So you still want to trade. You still want to buy.
I don't want to buy. I never said I wanted to buy. I just don't know what you do if you're one or two out the week of the deadline. What do you do? How do you tell this fan base? How do you tell veterans on this team who have won championships, hey, I know you're one or two out in the wild card. We're going to sell anyway. Like, how do you explain that?
They know already. You don't have to tell them anything.
I don't think they'll be on it because they were upset earlier in the year when they were dropping and picking up players. Like with Connor Joe, right? Connor Joe was in the opening day lineup. Players are looking like, you're not giving us a chance to win. What is this? They had a problem with that, and I think they'd have a problem if they were in the race and they sold.
Now, it's obvious. It is so obvious that they need to get to 500, Steiny, and they're 6 under now, and they got to get hot. What I'm trying to tell to the masses is they're hot right now. They've won 8 out of 10. We cannot rob them from winning another 8 out of 10, Steiny, or 9 in a row. That's the beautiful thing about baseball. And if they do get cold, 1 5-game losing streak, they're done. But I'm just like, they're hot right now. Management has to know they're hot.
Okay.
Let's see how
change
hot
your
they
strategy.
Can get.
Change your strategy because you went 8 of 10.
Job?
No, it's not your job to change strategy after 2 weeks. No, it's not. It's about being smart enough to be able to understand what you have. And I guarantee you, this team, the front.
So do you move back?
Go ahead, Simon. Yeah, what are you about to say there?
I think this is preposterous. I really mean it. Like, you guys, this guy was, again, brought in to change some things. So he's not going to do the same old thing. Nor should he do the same old thing. This team has believed in fool's gold for the last 2 years, and now you're going to do it again? All right.
Let's go out to the phone lines here, 888-957-9570. Let's go out to John in Fairfield. He actually agrees with you, Steiny. John, what's happening? You're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, so real quick, in regards to what we're talking about, I 1,000% agree with Steiny. I can't even believe we're wasting time talking about the Giants competing. I mean, say they do go for it, as you guys want to say. They get a second wild card. First, they got to win that game. And then they're not going to compete for a World Series. And that's really the question. You know, can they make it into the dance? But once they're in the dance, can they compete for a World Series? They already have a depleted farm system and an overaging veteran team. They need to try to get rid of what they can get rid of, get back some pieces, and group together for the future. I think the fans know that, and I think everybody knew that going into this season. And they've had a hot streak, but they need to, you know, dig down deep and understand what this is. And I think Zaidi is going to do that. And real quick on the A's, you know, we need to talk more A's. They just swept the White Sox this weekend.
That's right.
For Homer Bailey.
That's right, John.
Looking good, man.
Yeah, there's one playoff. Thank you. There's one playoff team in the Bay Area. Steiny from the 650. Steiny, I think Guru and Bonte are trying to say you have to let it play out before the trade deadline. Let's see what you do. If that's what they're saying, I disagree with that. If a deal came across the plate today that Zaidi likes involving any of the veteran players, you've got to make that move. And that's why he was brought in, to make that move.
Now, what if you don't get that package?
Well, fine. Then you just keep playing.
And that's all I'm saying.
I'm not saying Zaidi make a bad deal. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but if the deal crosses your plate.
Don't do it because of the standing, because you think you're in.
Forget the standings, Guru. You're 6 games under. You're a 75-win team. Let's not use 4.5 anymore. Let's use 75-win team. Because that's what they are right now. They're 75 wins.
Now, if they win 6 in a row, that 75 will go to 80, 79, 81, 82.
Yeah.
They
can still got to go more then. Yeah. So, in other words, then you will have won 8 of 10, 14 of 16. Then you got to get hot again.
Or stay red hot like the candy, Bonte.
You do realize that teams that aren't as good as other teams have trouble going on win streaks.
I get that.
Okay.
I do get that.
Right now, the Phillies in the second wild card spot are 48-45. 3 over, and they're struggling. Milwaukee right there, the team the Giants just beat, 2 out of 3. They're 48-46.
St. Louis struggling, 46-45. Then you get to Arizona, who's even 500. Colorado, an even 500, 46-46. And the Padres, 3 under. Your Pirates, Guru, 4 under. And then, of course, you got the Giants there, who are 6 under 500 at the moment. Let's go out to Zach in Oakland. Zach in Oakland believes Farhan should be selling. What's up, Zach? You're on 95.7 again.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to kind of set the stage for I'm in the selling boat. But if it was the beginning of the year and I was Farhan and I'm thinking about starting a rebuild, I'm thinking best case scenario for this team is we get to the All-Star break and we're 5 or 6 games back. It means you're not close enough to be a real contender and want to go for it, but you've played well enough where your players have probably upped their trade value a little bit at this point. There's no reason to drag this on any further, but I think if you're a Giants fan, you're thinking, yeah, we're playing good enough right now where can you move Longoria? Can you get some of these guys with bad contracts that you need to move, like Belt? You know, they're not playing so bad. They're playing good enough to where maybe somebody wants to take a chance and take some of these guys who at the beginning of the year we didn't think we could sell.
That's what I like. Thanks for the call, Zach. That's exactly what I'd be thinking right now. He's right. Buster Posey has more value now than he did 6 weeks ago. Most of the guys on the team do, the veterans. Certainly Longoria does. So, yeah, I mean, if look, timing of trades is as important as the trade itself. A deal you'd make 3 months ago is not a deal you'd make today. A deal you wouldn't make, you might make today. And I just think if a deal comes across right now, he's going to make it. Because that's why he's here. He's here to make a deal to replenish the farm system or to get younger. And if it costs one of the veterans, you know, here's the other thing. All right, let's just say, hypothetically, Bonte and Goo, you trade Brandon Crawford,
right?
Okay? And you get two young players who aren't a factor this year.
Right.
Okay, so Buster Posey's going to quit? I mean, he's going to not be as motivated? Bruce Bochy's going to, what, give up?
No, I'm using they your know, Clipper analogy.
They know what the deal is. They all know. So, I mean, it's not like you owe it. Do the Giants owe it to Brandon Belt not to trade Brandon Crawford because they think they can back into the second playoff spot, even though I don't really believe they believe that?
I just believe they owe it to the fans first and foremost. They owe it to Bochy.
The fans to what? What do they owe the fans?
To try to maximize this season.
No, they don't. They do not owe it to the fans to maximize this season.
3 championships in 5 years.
Yeah, I feel different. Okay. And I'm not saying you're not going to make that move. That Clipper thing was spot on, and it stuck with me, Steiny. You can move Madison Bumgarner. He's not an everyday player. He takes the bump once every 5 games. But if Buster Posey, he's a lifer. I just don't see that scenario happening. But if Mad Bum, you can get overwhelmed, you're out. And I take it and I understand it. But I don't think the clubhouse would be like, oh, management's throwing in the towel on this season. That Clipper thing has stayed with me, Steiny. And we all wrote the Clippers off. They're dead. And then they have a successful run in the playoffs. So Mad Bum could be moved and the Giants could still try to stay hot. That's all that I'm saying.
They trade Mad Bum. This season's basically over. He's been their best pitcher. He's been their best pitcher. You look at Samardzija, Derek Rodriguez, and the rest of this rotation. I know BD dealt yesterday, probably his finest start of the season, probably the finest start of his career. But this starting rotation without Bumgarner, it's just not going to get the job done. And to your point about Brandon Belt, I'm sure Farhan and looking at the payroll, because that's one thing we've talked about with this Giants team, their payroll is too high, and they're paying a lot of guys a lot of money. Buster Posey, $22 million per over the next 4 years. Brandon Belt, if you could get off that contract, where he's making $17.2 million over the next 3 years, I think that's a move you make, and you just put Pablo at first base. I think Farhan is looking at that. Now, to your point, Steiny, I was looking at the Giants selling last season. I thought they made a mistake not moving off of Bumgarner a little earlier because I thought you could have maximized his value last trading deadline. Now you're going up against it, and the team knows that they only have Bumgarner for 2 months. I mean, you're not going to get a – I don't think they're going to get a big-time prospect for him at this point, which is why it's like, do you just keep him and hope he resigns? Or if he leaves, you get the compensation pick? Because at this point, where do you – you could probably argue that Will Smith has more value than Madison Bumgarner in the short term.
Then do what you got to do. I mean, again, I'm not saying make bad moves, but I'm also not saying cling to something that's not there. You guys do realize that it's not just the Giants getting hot. Do you realize that?
You need other teams to lose, no doubt
right,
about it.
But you need Washington, Philly, Milwaukee, St. Louis, Arizona, Colorado. None of those teams better get hot. None of those teams better get hot. And you know who else better not get hot? Cincinnati. Because they're almost better than you, too.
But give me this. The fact that they've gone 8-2, fellas.
No.
The fact that they're 4-5.
Every team does.
Today,
every team goes 8-2.
When they take the field, you can honestly say, go give me that beer and chips. It's a meaningful Giant baseball game. Because if they continue to win, each one becomes that much more important. And that's all you ask for at the end of the day, Steiny.
No, it isn't.
Well, you deserve.
You deserve more. You deserve more from a front office
right.
than looking at this season as the be-all and end-all. We deserve more than that if we're a fan.
But you just mentioned, Bonte, how we could see a team maybe only over the 500 mark three games and get into the wild card. If you're going to be a beneficiary of that, you don't have to apologize, Steiny. Okay. I'm not saying don't go do good business or turn down massive trades that would replenish the farm system. My point is we just saw an article last week from a baseball insider that said Mad Bum might not fetch what we think he's going to fetch.
Right.
So we're guessing right now. We don't know what the hell Farhan's thinking, and we'll find out day by day, hour by hour, if this team continues to play good sound baseball and lo and behold qualify for this second wild card spot. That would be crazy. Rick Barry, crazy.
Yeah, a lot of these teams are going to beat up on each other. Washington, Philadelphia, they're in the same division. Milwaukee and St. Louis, they're going to beat up on each other. Arizona, Colorado, San Diego, the Giants, they're going to beat up on each other. A lot can happen in this wild card race in the National League. Should the Giants ride out this hot streak before they sell, we'll take your Giants phone calls, 888-957-9570. It's Matt Steinman, Stereo to Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill here on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Damn, that was a cold beat right there. That's a little grinding with the clips.
Chris Brown.
Oh, so he hijacked clips then, basically.
You want to call? I say sample.
Pharrell made the beat for Clips, the grinding beat, and then the Four Course 40 remixed it. That's all right. I don't like when people sample too much stuff. Welcome back to BSNG. 888-957-9570. We are talking Giants. We'll get into the NBA in just a second. Some comments Steph Curry made over the weekend in Lake Tahoe that we all want to get into. We want to get your thoughts, too, from the audience here. If you can't call in, text us at the Children Auto Body text line, 95795. What do you think about the Giants? Should they sell? Should they buy? What if they continue to stay hot before the deadline here? Let's go out to Rich in Fremont, Steiny. Rich in Fremont believes the Giants may have to stay relevant because they're in a major market. What's up, Rich? You're on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks for letting me on. I just think Steiny's making some good arguments, and my only counter, if I may, is a couple of numbers that I think that are important to me. Anyway, I mean, the Giants are worth $3 billion. The A's are worth $300 million. So if you want to do this stuff, head right over to Oakland and watch some good baseball games. But over here in San Francisco, it's buyer's time. You know, the reason other teams want Bumgarner is the same reason I want him. They want to win. So anyway, I don't, you know, and there's only, you know, to just say, oh, scrap the season and come back next year, that's preposterous. I mean, garlic fries are $18. I mean, what are we talking about here? I don't like it. I mean, all due respect, I like Steiny so much, but I mean, I'm fully against this. Anyway, I'm going to keep listening.
Hey, you can still like me and disagree with my opinion. That's fine.
Yeah, I like you. We disagree on everything, Steiny. Almost everything.
So I had my man Lucas look some things up. Get a little more clarity on this. Worst second wild card team in history.
I'm eager to hear this.
What was their record?
I'm going to say they were 2 over .500.
It was the Cardinals, right? Cardinals.
What they called it
in 15.
No, nah, this is
somebody other than the Cardinals. No. But anyway, Astros. It was the Astros. 2015. They went 86-76. They were 10 games over. That's the worst wild card team that we've had since two wild cards have been instituted. So, just for kicks, what's it going to take for the Giants to get to the lowest number that there's ever been to get into the postseason? They're going to have to play, never mind that they just won 9-13. They still need to play 6-14 baseball the rest of the season.
They got that'll 70 get games.
That'll get them to 10 over. They've got to go 43-27.
Can they do that, Goo?
You know where I'm from.
Yeah, I do know where you're from. Fantasy land.
They played. Take it inning by inning. That sounds daunting and damn near impossible. I'm going Tom Cruise. Mission impossible, but it's not. You take it game by game. And the weird thing about this whole scenario is, no matter what happens, Steiner, you got to play 162. But you can still do what you're saying and what you want to see the organization do and still compete. And not
you're,
to
you're
be
backing
redundant.
Off. You're backing
I'm not
off.
Backing
yes,
off.
You are, Goo. Yes, you are, Goo. I said I'd trade Longoria today.
Nobody wants Longoria. That's what I'm telling you if you're watching the damn game. Nobody wants giant players.
What about Bell?
You're acting like you got the 27 Yankees over there. You have no all-star. And guess what? Mad Bum ain't going to get you that much. So nobody is coming knocking on your door for your players. That's what I'm trying to tell the
people.
You
don't know that.
I do.
You don't know that,
How
bro.
How do you not know that? Prove me
because,
wrong.
Because there's 2 weeks left until the trading deadline.
Nobody wants and, these players, man. Well,
boy, these players, boy, they've got you into contention. Why would nobody
oh,
want your
you
players,
Oh, you said
they're
Goo? Not in contention.
No, and I'm using
you're,
your,
you're
you said they are. I know
don't
they're not
back
in contention.
Me into something or make
no,
me say Goo, something
to
I
me.
Didn't say.
Just listen to me.
Go ahead.
One sec. I don't think they're in contention. You think they're in contention. Yeah, okay. If they're in contention, then they're a good team. If they're a good team, why wouldn't anybody want these players?
Because
you think they're a good team.
One, they're an old team, and they're six games under. Nobody's coming beating down the door for Longoria. Nobody's coming beating down the door for – you got one guy. His name is Madison Bumgarner. You got two and Will Smith.
And by the way, Will Smith, Brewers beat writer Robert Murray, is saying that the Giants – and the Brewers were connected to closer Will Smith. There could be a deal there happening.
Oh, man. They're giving up.
Even if the Brewers aren't buyers, and if the Giants aren't sellers, there are plenty of ways the two teams can mutually benefit from a potential deal. That is courtesy of Kerry Crowley. Robert Murray was the first to report, Brewers beat writer for The Athletic.
And I'm not backing off, Steiny. I'm just telling you, whoever you move on this team, if you decide to move, it doesn't throw you out of contention. That's all that I'm saying. And that includes Madison Bumgarner, which I told you earlier, even if they were to trade him, he pitches once every 5 days, Bonte.
Yeah, but he's your best starter.
So, okay. So you're going to trade Will Smith, 23 saves in 24 appearances, 2.17 ERA. I believe the Giants have one of the best records in one-run games. So, I mean, he's a valuable piece. Will Smith is a valuable piece to this team right now.
Yep.
In other words, if you really want to go for making the playoffs, there's no way you would trade this guy because he is right now one of the top, I would say, 6 to 8 most important Giants.
What if you got three top prospects?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. Move his ass.
And
move them all.
You don't think there's a replacement on this?
They have plenty of good depth in when it comes to the relief pitching in AAA. They've got some guys who could come up and give them. Ray Black is called up now that Evan Longoria is on the injured list. Ray Black, we know he throws it about 99. Let's see his secondary pitches. He struggled at times with that. But the Giants feel good about their bullpen, even if they move off of Will Smith. You still got Melanson, who looked okay yesterday. Gave him 2 innings.
Morant has
been Morant is not bad. You still have Sam Dyson, who they'll probably sell. But if you trade Bumgarner, if you trade him, that's your bull. That's your horse. I mean, do you have faith in Derek Rodriguez coming up and filling that void? Do you have faith in Ty Block possibly filling that void?
It's the same faith that you have that they're going to make up 6 games and get to 500 and try to qualify for a playoff spot.
Well,
all under that same umbrella, man.
If you trade Bumgarner, Goo, then all of a sudden you got to count on Drew Pomeranz. And Steiny, I believe his ERA is over 6 right now. I'm looking at it right now, 6.42. Now you need more from Drew Pomeranz. Now you need Derek Holland. You need more from him. I don't see it if you trade Baumgartner. That's basically to me saying, hey, look, we know we don't have a chance. Let's get prospects for somebody who may leave at their season, and we do what we set out to do before the season, which is replenish the farm system and build for the future and not think short-term like they have the last 2 years.
The last 20 years. Mm. Or the last 12 years. Look, I think it's obvious what the Giants need to do. And I think they're in the process of doing it. And they'll be doing it for the next 2 weeks. They're going to make some moves because they know this team has no staying power. These guys are baseball. Zaidi's a baseball expert. The Giants have to win. The Giants have to go from this point on a 100-win pace to win 86 games.
It's a
okay.
lot to ask.
If that's what you want to base your future on.
But that 86, technically, Steiny, can be 80 or 79.
No, it
predicated
can't. No,
on
no math doesn't work that way, Goo. I'm sorry. There's going to be more than four teams above 500. There has
and it
to
may be one game over 500.
That's
you can't
fine,
tell me the
you...
wild card, second wild card is going to have 86 wins or more. You can't do
well,
that.
Well, all I can use is history.
Yeah, but
and they've never won less than that. And I'm telling you, the math doesn't work. It doesn't work. A team 78 and 84 is not going to get into the playoffs. There's too many other teams that are going to win more games than that. Wins and losses have to be equal. They have to be equal.
Let's go out to Coach P in Fremont, 888-957-9570. We want to get your takes on the Giants. And also, I'm going to throw something out there for the audience in just a second. But let's get Coach P's thoughts on the Giants here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Coach P?
What's up, guys? Loving the show. Loving the show. Baseball talk. Yep. Yeah, man. Real quick, the Giants, and you know, I mean, I really think people need to just kill this whole noise about they might have a chance and all that. That is what's been bringing them down the last couple of seasons. I know they won the 3 and 16. They had a chance. But all this, you know, maybe we could, maybe this happened. Look at reality. You're still under 500. You got a lot of teams to climb over. It ain't happening. Even if you get past that point, do you really think the Giants can beat the Dodgers and the big sluggers at this moment? You know what I mean? I heard Rich basically point out the A's and all that. Look, the A's feel like they can take on the Astros. Now they feel like they ain't. I know 8 out of 10 people will say, no, Astros are going to win that. But the A's actually feel that. Do you really think the Giants feel they can take down the Dodgers? I don't think so. So I think basically it's time to sell. I think 2 years ago it's time to sell. And basically ride out two rough years, and then you get it back on track. Because you don't want
to be – two rough years on top of two rough
years. Back to what Rich
years.
Said, you don't want to be the Raiders. I mean, yeah, you were the Philadelphia Phillies, but now you don't want to be the Raiders. The only reason I bring up the Raiders is because that's Al Davis thinking, hey, we're the big guys. We got to stay slower on both. And look how damaging it was when Al thought that way. Real quick, guys, I came back from New York. I was out there for like 2 weeks. Steinman's, it's an awesome city. I think people get a bad rap there. The only thing I don't like are the rats, and it's just as dirty as San Francisco. But other than that, it's cracking, it's popping.
New York or Philly?
Cooperstown also Hall of
New
Fame.
York. New York.
My boy's son went.
Hurry.
My boy's father.
Come on now. New show, but same rules.
Taboo. Let's go, Oakland.
All right. Let me, that 100 win peg, I got to give Doobie in Chicago his credit.
I saw that.
Doobie.
I put together they have to play 6-14 baseball to get to 86 wins, and Doobie in Chicago points out that's a 100-win season.
Coach P was exact opposite of me. He had no optimism at all.
None.
He was like, damn.
And look, we're going to see you these next 17 games. Maybe it's fool's gold. Maybe it's because basketball's over and we need something to watch. Like, I watch baseball.
I've
been watching it all year, but I put summer league to the side. I said, I'm going to lock in on this Giants club and see how well they're playing.
You texted me Saturday night.
We were texting all weekend.
Think about it. We got the Giants, in Guru's mind, a playoff contender. We got Justin Poole, Smiley Geach, and Pascal are going to be huge factors for the Warriors.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. It's Matt Steinman, Starter Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill, taking you up until 2 p.m. where Damon Bruce, Matt Kolsky, and Ray Ratto. Actually, Darren Smith from San Diego is going to come in and co-host with Damon Bruce this week. Ratto and Kolsky are on vacations. Before we move off of the Giants here, just want to read this graphic here. According to FanGraphs, on June 1st, the Giants had a 0.1% chance to advance to the playoffs. Today, it's actually gone up. It's gone up.
Give it to me.
It's now still less than 1%. It's at 0.9% of a chance for the Giants to go to the playoffs. Let's get Ray in here from Vallejo before we move off this topic. Ray, in Vallejo, what's happening? You're on 95.7 The Game.
Listen, man, it's fool's gold, all right? We got to sell. We have to sell. We've been piecing this team together for the past 3 years now. I remember they tried to get Carlos Beltran in also a while back, and that was when the starting pitching was actually solid. Our starting pitching isn't what it used to be, and that's the reason why we won all those rings. So it's foolish to try to keep piecing this thing together, and I think that Farhan Zaidi knows that, and he's about to start, you know, doing what he has to do as a GM. And just because we're scratching, like, almost there, it doesn't mean we're going to make any noise against contenders.
Let me ask you this, Ray, real quick. What if the Giants, it's a big if, but it could happen. What if they're one or two out the week of the deadline? Does your philosophy change? Do you try to buy a piece here or there? Do you try to make a low-risk, high-reward move? What do you do there if you're one or two back in a wild card the week of the deadline?
Short-term success is impeding our long-term stability. That's how I see it.
I like that.
I say sell, man. Sell, sell, sell. Steiny, shout out to Steiny. You're the man. I mess with the show. I love you guys. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Ray. Appreciate it.
Yeah, sounds like Bonte's giving the trade deadline, but Farhan might have his own deadline. And who's the aggressor? Is he blowing up the phones, or is it, or is he taking calls from teams in contention or perceived contention trying to get a starter in Mapum? So I guess if it's so easy and he's being overwhelmed, we could see a trade today.
Yeah, we could. And that's why I think we're missing the boat when we say, well, if they're one game out on July 31st, what do you do? If they haven't made any moves, right. Well, then, yeah, okay, there's a decision. But while you're in the next 2 weeks, you better not be holding on to players in the hope of winning another 8 out of 10 to get you two games behind a wild card and yet still behind five other teams. So, I mean, that's the thing. It's not like, do we make a decision or not? Yeah, start making decisions. Something will probably come up in the next week. Maybe something happens, comes up in the next 2 weeks. Maybe you make another move, then you make a third at the deadline. That's what I think is going to happen.
Steiny, what if Bumgarner doesn't – what if you put him out there in the market? He's in – I know the Giants are exploring trading him. We haven't heard anything about a contract extension. But what the prospects – what if the package isn't good enough? I mean, are the Giants losing value with Bumgarner by the day? Should they be looking to deal him now instead of waiting until the deadline? Because at the deadline, teams could just sit back and say, hey, look, you're risking a chance of him leaving for nothing. At least we're giving you something for 2 months of services from Madison Bumgarner. Are the Giants losing value with this potential trade package involving Madison Bumgarner by the day here?
I mean, I just think when you're talking about pitching, you're as valuable as your last two starts. If Bumgarner got off to a bad start, he's pitching. Then he pitched well. Now he's pitching okay. Chances are, this is who he is: a high 3 ERA guy, which is still somebody who's very valuable to a lot of teams. Zaidi's the guy who has to say, is Bumgarner worth these 2-3 guys that nobody's heard of?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.